In the dark, I play my dream. Permaculture flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Permaculture, B-I-M-P, I'm the king. Planting love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Welcome to episode 487 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is my passion. The only Pimpcast on this earth that discusses permaculture, preparedness, practical living, and sometimes prostitutes.
Permaculture P.I.M.P. with Soulful Grace. In the Pimpcast, where we find a place.
All right. Well, what a Thursday. Is it Thursday or do we even know what day it is? All right. Well, this episode is always brought to you by the Sovereign Health Summit. That is going to be October 27th through the 31st. TPC will get you 5% off. Also, the wellness blanket. Yeah, Michelle's little whoopee. Maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit every single night. I'd love to tell you about it. We got the one on the bed, which, you know, yeah, it's too hot for me to put it on anyway, so I kind of push it down. But every single night, Michelle's on the couch, and she's all hugged up in that blanket, and she does not share. Also, Bond Charge, if you want some of these ball and blue light blockers that Michelle and I are wearing, yeah, you can get them over at Bond Charge, B-O-N-C-H-A-R-G-E, 15%. They probably get a little upset if I said 50, but 15% off with promo code PERMA. I don't know why I'm tongue twisted on something like that. And then also Soil Saviors. Yeah, we got a link for that down below. All right. So, yeah, we did a little change on the schedule. I got stood up, apparently. This is not the first time, y'all, and this is not the first time by the same guy, y'all. So, things happen, you know, people live in different time zones, and sometimes they get the wrong message. Everybody's managing tons of different things, different jobs, and a bunch of different things out there. So always got something in my back pocket. So today on this show with me, I got the homestead honey known as Michelle, my wife. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
You got to talk more into the mic, honey. Yeah, I know. I'm good. Yeah, you should know that by now. Wow, it's been a weird couple of days. Where have you been? Everybody's been wondering where you've been this entire time.
Where I've been?
Yeah. How come you've not been on the podcast?
Because you do the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's the reason.
That's not what I do.
Well, I recruited one of the experts tonight. And folks, you're going to want to chime in the chat. And I want to give a hat tip to everybody that's out there. And y'all, I'm wearing these glasses, so I'm going to have a little bit of trouble there. Andrea Linden, Jeffley. Yeah. Yeah, we've been going back and forth on, yeah.
Jeffley Staniels.
Yeah, I've been going, well, when I get the messages, I got a message from him on X. And yeah, so there's a lot of people out there emailing me, and apparently that's not coming through. I was on the phone yesterday with Dane Wigington. In fact, I've been on the phone with him a lot lately, and he's been having the same exact thing where I wonder if you're having that problem too, honey, where I don't get the emails until days later, or I don't get them at all. And no, they're not in the spam box. They're just not there. Are you getting any complaints like that?
Well, I'm not sure. But we need to switch over to Proton. So that's what we're going to do quickly.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to get that done. We're going to have to, I mean, folks, if you only knew the full extent, all the junk email gets in there, all the stuff I banned and barred, it makes it through. But, oh my goodness. Yeah. And, you know, Jeffley saying, is William having email trouble? Yeah, he's having problems too. I mean, everybody, Dane is having problems. Dane tried to send me this information. Look, here it is in a nutshell. I'm just going to put it out there for everybody. There are grifters that are in this space in terms of geoengineering. And there are people that are lawyers. There are people that are pretending to be activists like Dane, like Mellowcat, like myself. And they're paid operatives, in my view. They are absolutely, I can't think of.
They're also asking for like money to even continue to do the work, which, you know, you have people like Mellicat and Dane who have been doing the work for years, you know, on their own dime. So these people are like, oh yeah, we can get this done, but we need $8,000 to do it.
And then you give them the money, like that one lawyer, I can't think of her name right now, but Kat Mellicat did a, she did a parody video on her, what do you call that? Substack. Yeah. Talking about how they get the money and then they say, oh, well, it's already spent up. Yeah. They took it. You know, all the rest of us are rocking for the love out here. You mean these lawyers can't do it pro bono? But anyway, Dane was trying to reach out to me and warn me about certain people out there. One of them being Jim, can't think of his name. The guy is Jim Lee, complete scumbag. Guaranteed that dude is being paid. Guaranteed. Just like a whole lot of the other influencers out there where they add just enough of a lie. They start off every podcast you listen to. They start off talking good stuff, and then they tell you some stuff that's absolutely garbage, like telling you it's coming from the jet exhaust. No, it is not. It's coming from the nozzles out there, and these people are absolutely positively scumbags. You know, you're telling me these lawyers, you live under the same sky I do. Dane does it for free. Kat does it for free. I do it for free. There's a number of others out there doing it for free. But you donate money to these lawyers, and they steal it, saying, oh, we're doing it for the legal. Oh, all the information's out there. What do we need these lawyers for? We got ChatGPT. I mean, seriously, people have done some serious briefs out there and have defeated cases in the Supreme Court using nothing but, so we don't need these people. Anyway, going back to the email thing, it has been a mess. If you've been trying to email me, folks, and I didn't get it, it's because I didn't get it. That's exactly the games that they're playing right now. And there's a lot of other things going on, too, where they're playing with our phones, playing with the messages, playing with our ability to put up a video. Okay, so explain what's going on there. I mean, you used to be able to put it up in just minutes. Now what happens?
Well, when I go to put up a video, there's usually a length of time that it usually takes. Sometimes it'll take me an hour to do it, which is ridiculous because we're on fiber. So it really shouldn't take that long. And then other times, like it will go through all the motions of putting it up, and then it's showing the actual length of time it should be. And then you put it up and it's like 2 minutes long. And so I got to go take them all down and restart all over again.
Yeah. So they're playing games no matter, TikTok banned me for a while. And, you know, that's why I can't even, people are asking, hey, give us more information on the DPE. Look, y'all, I can't do it. I mean, I'm going as far as I can because every single time I even talk about geoengineering, I mean, I get absolutely scrubbed right off of, I think I got one strike left on TikTok. So, and on YouTube, I mean, I don't know how many strikes we've been through at this point.
I'm not sure.
Every time you turn around, it's another thing. So, yeah, folks, you're just going to have to follow the breadcrumbs, go to the website, reach out to the guy. If you want more information on this, you're going to have to do it for yourself. All right, so we're calling the Audible. I really wanted to talk about this this water hero that I got from Joseph Johnson. It was Dr. Ely that turned me on to it. And I guess I don't know what's going on his end. Maybe in the future we can schedule something, but apparently this is not happening. So anyway, it's not necessarily a bad thing because I always got something else in the hip pocket. In this particular case, today is 9/10. Okay, so the anniversary of Charlie Kirk being murdered, and of course, nobody even thinking about getting to the bottom of it in our government. I could do an entire show on that, but I'm not. I'm going to talk about that giant elephant in the room that has affected everybody in the sound of my voice forever and a day. Now, keep in mind, I was already primed for this because I grew up in Oklahoma City. I graduated from U.S. Grant High School in 89. So, you know what? I got a lot of ties to Oklahoma, especially Oklahoma City, where I raised my hand to join the military. Where do you think that was? So I know all about downtown Oklahoma City. I knew Hoppy Heidelberg, didn't know him very well, but I did know him. And he was one of the grand jurors on that. And a few other people that were intimately involved in what happened in Oklahoma City. But what if I told you, Michelle, would you believe me if I told you that the official report that was done by the citizens, that it was released to the public on September 11th, 2001.
Yes, I would believe you.
And before I go back to you, in that Oklahoma City thing, there was released on 9/11. Okay. We were living in Oklahoma City at the time. In fact, it's one of those, I mean, at the time of 9/11, Oklahoma City, we were at Fort Carson, but I could still tell you what I was doing. You know, one of those indelible things, just like I'm sure the Kennedy assassination was for certain people in this audience. But anyway, who knows that the official report that came out from the citizens in Oklahoma, basically doing a 180, 360 degrees different of what was officially proclaimed by the officials in Oklahoma City. Michelle, would you believe that?
I would believe that.
Why? Why? Yeah, why would you believe that?
Dates are important for people in power for whatever reason. There seem to be these dates that there's just reoccurring events that happen on the exact same dates, not every year, but consistently to the point where it's not a coincidence.
No, it's you look at 9/11 throughout the history, and folks, you're going to see a whole lot of parallels. And there were people like Freeman Fly. Alex Jones likes to say he predicted 9/11. He didn't. It was a guy named Freeman Fly. He used to have the Freeman Fly podcast, but he's kind of disappeared as of late. Every once in a while, his old producer checks out this show. We'll see him in the chat. It's Thor at the door, if anybody ever sees him in there. But anyway, he called it to the day. There were a number of others that did too. But we're going to talk about some of the things that have never really been addressed by the government. Okay, let me give it a little bit of historical context. Okay, we were given an official government account of what happened in World War II. We now know all these years later, it was a manufactured lie. Now, let me go back to World War I. America's involvement started, well, it didn't officially start then, but it kind of did with the sinking of the Lusitania. And the Germans said, they told us for weeks, months, I think even, we are going to sink that ship if you guys keep putting armaments on it and sending it over to Scotland. Well, they sank it. And it was in the papers in the United States. They took out ads in the papers and made it known to everybody that it was going to happen. Our government, the U.S. government, claimed it was a merchant vessel with passengers on board. We lost all these people. Time to go to war. There were no armaments on it. 99 years later, the manifest to the Lusitania that was sunk was released, and it was full of armaments, but it was 99 years later. Meanwhile, what, 15 million people died in World War I alone, if I remember, and that's civilians and soldiers? 15 million, all because of a manufactured lie from the government. Okay, World War II. I ain't even going to go into that too much, but we now know that FDR absolutely was in on it. So were a whole bunch of others. Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin incident. A lot of people don't know it, but the guy that was running things over there happened to be the dad of Jim Morrison, you know, the lead singer of the Doors. And by the way, all those other counterculture bands that were going on at that time were all run by the CIA, the Mamas and the Papas, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, all of them. Now, I know that's going to tick off a lot of people, but check out the work of Dave McGowan. Proves unimpeachably that that was the case. But anyway, Vietnam was a lie. Then we get into 9/11. I'll skip the first Persian Gulf War because that was a lie too. Okay, we get into 9/11. I don't even know how many people died, but there's a lot. But you know, I've talked about it, I think, even in the last podcast. I used to work at the VA hospital as a maintenance electrician in Leavenworth, Kansas. Do you have any idea how many young men I've seen coming in that hospital? No arms, no legs. There was one guy who was working for the VA. I guess he's still there. I don't know his name. It was a big place. He's out back outside the hospital, and he's got one of those carts, one of those wheelchairs where you use the knob to get around. He ain't got no legs, and he's got one arm. And I'm not going to lose it and get too emotional or upset right here. But anyway, So I'm out there. He and I had a brief conversation because he couldn't get over to the smoke shack. So he was smoking wherever he could. Taking out his, oh, doing it all with one arm. Young guy, had to be in his early 30s. And for what? And the reason I'm saying that, because 9/11 was a manufactured lie. Up one side and down the other. And today we're going to talk about some of those things that the United States of amnesia refuses to talk about. I remember not long after Oklahoma City, trying to talk about what really happened there. And even though you saw that big thing in spray paint on the wall, you remember what it said, Michelle?
Not exactly. Oh, we'll always
we will never forget.
Like that.
Yep, we will never forget. Right after that, you couldn't have a conversation that differed from the official story in Good Company in Oklahoma, even though we will never forget. Same thing with 9/11. I was in a place where a guy was putting out Alex Jones videos. Back then, he was handing them out in DVDs, trying to give them out on the job. And I almost saw a fist fight from a guy that was my apprentice wanting to fight the guy that was handing out these DVDs. It was some 9/11 truth video. That's how brainwashed everybody was. But they woke up quicker from 9/11 than they did now. But anyway, how many millions of people in the Middle East are dead and still dying? We got so much depleted uranium over there in the Middle East, it'll blow your mind. The groundwater's contaminated. Everything's contaminated. But let's just talk about some of those things that have never really been addressed. People are going to say it was explosives that were put in the building. I don't dismiss that. And in fact, given my former career, there's part of me that, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about that because that is one good way there where they would cut the feed. But I do know a thing or two about explosives. Anyway, when that thing came down and when the Murrah building got blown up, as soon as the Murrah building got blown up, anybody that knew anything about ammonium nitrate knew that the official story was a lie right off the bat. But back to 9/11. Michelle, let me ask you. Now, I know you're informed on this. How many buildings fell on 9? How many were hit by planes and how many fell?
Well, it appeared that two were hit by planes. Building 7 fell. And apparently there's another one that I just recently learned about that fell. So as of the count is 4 right now, but I mean, there could be more.
Well, there's a number more. If you check out the work of Dr. Judy Woods, I wish I'd have brought the book up here. She wrote a massive textbook called Where Did the Towers Go? Pretty much the entire World Trade Center complex was done. But officially, there were 3 buildings, 2 planes, 3 buildings. So why did World Trade Center 7 collapse without even being hit by a plane? You were aware of that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you heard of the Building What campaign?
No.
Okay, the Building What campaign, there was a group of citizens in New York before a judge trying to get a grand jury or something like it off and running. And they explained to the judge, this is like 10 years after it happened, explained to the judge in New York City, we want to get an investigation into Tower 1, Tower 2, and Tower 7. And she says, building what? She didn't even know. New Yorkers did not even know that a building fell at free fall speed into its own footprint, meaning that if you dropped a bowling ball off the top of that building, it would have hit the ground just as fast. That is an impossibility. Now, I got reasons why I think 1 and 2 came down, and I think it was a combination of things. I think it was explosives, but I also think it was directed energy, and I think Dr. Woods makes a pretty good point on that. You're even taught when you learn a little bit about building demolition that for every 10 stories, it will leave one story of debris. Tower 1 and Tower 2 were 110 stories, so I should have had 11 stories of debris. There wasn't even enough debris to fill the lobby. And no, it didn't go into the basement because people were down in there afterwards and the basement was perfectly fine. So where did all that debris go? But anyway, Michelle, Do you recall when you learned anything about World Trade Center 7?
No, it was on the news. I remember it being on the news.
You got to talk into Mike.
I remember it being on the news during when it all happened.
And the news reporter that you heard it from was Jane Graham from the BBC, who announced that Building 7 fell, like, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. I'm not sure the exact time, 45 minutes before it actually did, the Solomon Brothers building, which is Building 7. And there it was in the background in that video. And we went to war over this, y'all. We went to war over this. So why did World Trade Center, okay, why wasn't it ever discussed in the 9/11 Commission report? Do you have a theory on that, or do you even know that it wasn't?
I don't know for sure. It's been years since I've looked into the 9/11, into any of that. It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't discussed in the 9/11 Commission, though. I mean,
yeah. Hey guys, if you got questions or something you want us to talk about in the chat, make sure you try to put it in bold letters, because it's nearly impossible for me to see. Deborah says, I know a steel worker in NYC told me that they hit a lot. Yeah, they did. There was a black fire investigator, and he was blowing the whistle like nobody's business. And he had gotten on some big shows out there, very, very articulate. And he had just retired. And he was basically screaming from the mountaintops that everything you knew about 9/11, everything that went down with those buildings, was a lie. I mean, go back and watch the footage, y'all. We are still dealing with it. So what happened as a result of all this? Patriot Act came in. And Americans, by and large, were all over it. It was already set up, ready to go. I mean, there are so many red flags. I mean, the
Patriot Act, yeah. And then we went to war for the next 30 years. And how many people lost their lives over it? How many people sent their sons and husbands over there and didn't come back for what?
Yeah, well, it's not, or they came back, you know, like the kid I just described. I mean, and I won't even tell you, I won't even go into the conversation I had with him, but him basically lamenting. I think I didn't know what to say. So I said, thank you for your service. And then his response almost brought me to tears. Basically, he said, I can't repeat part of what he said, but what he said was, yeah, that service put me right here for a bunch of blankety blank lies.
Yeah. And like Deborah said, millions have died since then. It wasn't just U.S. citizens. Look what we've done to the Middle East.
Look what we've done here.
How many people? Yeah. But like, how many people have we murdered over there? And it wasn't just sons, and there were women that were over there too. I should have included the women that went over.
Well, yeah, they're still dying over there right now. I mean, this whole thing that's happening in Iran, our war of aggression, just like it was the first time with the preemptive thing. Folks, this has all been staged. It's all been orchestrated. And by and large, here's a story I want to tell. So it might have been 10 years, 11 years after 9/11. I remember being on this job. And we were all sitting around at the break table talking about something. And of course, there was some hipster electrician. He was on the job and he's saying, we're all talking about 9/11. And he's like, man, why do y'all even care? I mean, what can you possibly do about it? It's the reaction of every coward. Every coward always says, I got a wife and kids, or what can I do about it? That's what every male coward always says. You know what's funny? Never once in the history of my career did I ever hear a woman say it. Not once have I ever heard a woman use those BS excuses, but they always come out of the mouth of men. That's why I'm so tough on a lot of men out there, because I read all the emails from the women telling me I'm married to a freaking scrub that won't get off his butt. All he's doing is watching TV and football. Anyway, we're on this job and this idiot says, man, why should I care, man? You know, man, we ought to just live it up and blah, 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 blah. It was about 2 weeks later, this dude got fired. And I didn't like him. I never liked him. And he gets fired, or he was laid off. I couldn't remember which. I want to say he was fired. Anyway, he comes up to me as he's walking out. Man, they just got my money. That's a union way of saying that, you know, they either fired me or they laid me off, one or the other. They got my money. And I said to him, why should I care, man? I just need to party. And he looked at me dumbfounded, didn't even recall that he was the one that said it to me regarding 9/11. So yeah, idiots out there don't care until it affects them. The NIMBYs out there, not in my backyard, they don't care unless it affects them. But anyway, we got a country full of them. And folks, this is why I keep telling everybody in every podcast we do, you better stay alert, stay alive, because right now, between 9/11 and all that unfolded there, they know the luster is worn off of that one. So they did COVID. I don't even know how many million are dead because of that one. And nobody cares. This is why we are the United States of amnesia. But I digress. Back to 9/11. Anybody ever wonder why there wasn't any of that? It was a crime scene. Would you agree?
Yes.
So what do you do at a crime scene? if somebody was killed with a hammer out in a parking lot, what do they do there? Do they?
You should rope it off and let the people come in and investigate, which would have taken, in the case of 9/11, seems like that would have taken a significant amount of time. But that's not what happened.
No, what they did, they took all that steel and shipped it off to China. Every bit of it. They didn't keep any of the evidence around.
And it happened quickly, too. It happened like relatively quickly.
Same thing happened in the Oklahoma City bombing. Huh. You see a pattern here? In the Murrah building, it was a crime scene. They went ahead and imploded that building as quickly as they possibly could, because they didn't want people asking any critical questions, which is exactly why they were removing that debris, which, by the way, y'all, should have been 11 stories of debris for both towers. Each tower was an acre wide. I know, I've been in the top of World Trade and Windows of the World. It was a restaurant on the top of there. And I was up there. It was an acre wide building. This thing was enormous. Each building had an acre footprint. And you're telling me there wasn't enough debris to fill up the lobby? If you doubt me, go back and look at the pictures. You can see an ambulance at ground level. There was not that much debris. And like I said, go check out the work of Dr. Judy Woods, and you're going to have a very, very different opinion about what actually happened on 9/11. I think it was a combination of a bunch of things. I think they used thermite. I think they used nanothermite. I think they used a whole lot of plastic explosive. And in addition to all that, to keep everybody guessing, I think they used directed energy. In fact, you can see I-beams quite literally dustify in midair. And there was a whole lot of other things that have happened in some of these other events that have happened as well. So I want to know, since we're talking about 9/11, let's talk about the Pentagon. Michelle, do you have any opinions on the Pentagon, or what are your thoughts? The official story is, let me tell you the official story and let me get your BS meter on it. Folks, they're trying to tell us some banana-eating, bean-farting Arab jumped in the cockpit when he couldn't even fly a Cessna, did a corkscrew turn without being shot, and landed it precisely in the spot where Donald Rumsfeld said the day before that they couldn't account for $2.3 trillion. Oh, shucks. He just happened to land this plane at ground level with no plane debris, by the way, on the ground at all, and flew it into the very place Donald Rumsfeld said all of the records were kept.
Yeah, and then you have experienced pilots that have come out and said that is absolutely impossible.
Not just experienced pilots, Top Gun pilots, who were put in simulators and couldn't replicate what this guy did, who couldn't fly a Cessna. Anybody believe in that story? This is the crazy part about it. I got an Army buddy named Arden. He was in the 7th Special Forces Group. And he believed all the BS about 9/11, but he would openly tell you that it was a missile that hit the Pentagon. So I'm like, Arden, if a missile hit the Pentagon and you're telling me that means everything you've been told about 9/11 was a lie. It wasn't these I'm guessing some, you know, Bin Laden acolyte came over here, got a missile, fired it over there. There's cameras everywhere, and we've seen zero footage. And guess what? All the footage outside of the Oklahoma City building, all of it came up missing. They can't find it to this day. Most people don't know that. All the footage in OKC is gone. Nobody knows that. And all the footage of the Pentagon, gone. Michelle, do you recall seeing any evidence that a plane actually hit that building?
No, there was just a, wasn't there just a hole in the ground and in the side of the building?
There wasn't even in the ground. It was a hole in the side of the building.
In the side of the building?
Yeah. You got titanium engines that should have stayed on the outside. No evidence whatsoever of a plane. And it was a missile. Let's see here. I was a clean hole. I can't see it.
It was a clean hole. My friends saw it and they took my friend's, they took my friend's electronics. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So a whole lot of people just kind of, same thing happened at the JFK assassination. Mary Mormon and a number of other witnesses out there that were taking pictures at the time had the FBI steal their cameras. Same sort of thing happened to a whole lot of people during 9/11. How about that? I mean, I got another question. Here's some of the stuff that a lot of people don't know. Why were there, and there's a guy named Webster Griffin Tarpley, PhD, Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley. I want to say, I think he wrote the, I think the name of his book is 9/11 Synthetic Terror. Webster Griffin Tarpley is the author. He pointed out that at exactly the same time the so-called story that we got from 9/11 was unfolding, we had the exact same thing unfolding in a mock exercise through Cheyenne Mountain. Coincidence?
No.
You'll find out that a lot of these so-called, these coordinated attacks, like the London bombing and a number of others, at exactly the same time these things go off, there's also a training mission going off that replicates that exact scenario. Same thing happened in Oklahoma City. Yep. Because if something goes wrong with the plan, they can always say that it was a training accident or whatever the case may be. A lot of people do not realize that at 9/11, I think there were 30 different simulations going on at the same time. Be honest with you, I'm not even sure that planes actually, I mean, any of the planes that hit that building, look at them, zoom in on it. You see any windows? Find me windows on those planes. There ain't none. They're going faster than every commercial pilot. Check out the pilots for 9/11 Truth. Every pilot out says there is no way you can get a plane that size to go that fast at ground level. The air is too thick. Can't do it. Can't do it. Folks, it is a screw job up one side and down the other. And I would dare say most of America couldn't care less. Most of my generation and yours, Generation X, they don't care. I mean, they're too busy going to the lake. They got, you know, whatever. Good luck trying to get most boomers to see it. I mean, I have never seen a generation that was more cursed. I'm not meaning all of it. I'm just saying in general, I've never seen people more willing to put their head in the sand than the boomers. And these are the same people that lived through the Kennedy assassination.
I think the younger generation, some parts of the younger generation are more awake than the boomers are.
No, well, I mean, without
not,
a doubt.
Not just the boomers, but like our generation too.
No, I mean, our generation is just like the boomers in so many different ways. But the only difference is the boomers literally, they have blinders up. They won't see it no matter what.
Not all boomers.
Not all boomers. Because some of the most consequential researchers out there are, in fact, boomers. I'm just using this as an example. The boomers are most frustrating because 90% of them that I come across will not see it no matter what. Of my generation, 90% of them will not see it no matter what, but their reasoning is different. The boomers refuse to see it. The people in Generation X, I think, are more culpable because they see it and they will audibly say, I don't care. That's exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, I would say so.
They, you know, I'm going to the lake, man. I'm not, I mean, that's honestly, that's honestly, I think I dog boomers a lot, but honestly, I would say Generation X is even worse because you see it and you audibly say that you don't care. And that's my generation. So can't give me any grief on that one. Okay. Here's some other stuff here. First of all, I ain't believing this whole hijacker thing to begin with. Ain't even believing it. There's a lot of theories out there. I'm not sure which one I believe. I mean, look at the one that they tried to come up during with Kennedy during the Cuban Missile, before the Cuban Missile Crisis. Operation Northwoods. Folks, if you don't know about it, look it up. It was our Pentagon that came up with this plan of basically hijacking an American plane, supposedly by Cubans, pretending that it was the Cubans that did it, crashing the plane, killing all on board and blaming Cuba for it so we could stage. Kennedy heard this. JFK heard this and lost his flipping mind. He knew that he was dealing with absolute psychopaths in our Pentagon, people that had been through World War II. People like Curtis LeMay were certifiable lunatics. They really were. I mean, extraordinary general, but a complete, utter lunatic. Anyway, Operation Northwoods likely happened all over again during 9/11. Those planes could have been remote controlled, as far as I know.
I'm not even sure. Honestly, I'm not sure. I wonder if it was a test, because the planes should have crumbled when they hit the building. But they didn't. They disappeared into the building. I'm not sure it wasn't a giant test to see what we would accept and believe.
I think that's a good point.
Because I don't think that the planes would have responded the way they did, the way they appeared to respond.
You have planes. I'm not so sure they weren't very, very, very sophisticated holograms, to be honest with you. Yeah. Because you got to get into the mic, Michelle. I'm not so sure they weren't complete holograms. I mean, what do you think about that theory?
I mean, it could be like an early version of AI. They're always so far ahead.
Good point.
Of at least 10, 20 years of what they actually have. It could be like an AI test to see if it would work, to see, I mean, you don't know. You don't know the technology that they currently have right now. That they could be testing on us. I mean, we're guinea pigs. We've been guinea pigs since, I believe, day one. I'm starting to think this whole country has just been one giant experiment. And they've been testing on us, dropping stuff from the sky on us. I don't even know. It could be just like an AI to test the AI, number one, and also number two, to see if we would believe it.
Well, it worked great.
Yeah.
It worked great. I mean, I don't dismiss any of that, because honestly, insiders at DARPA and some of the other places say they got tech that is 100 to 200 years beyond what we already know about. And what did they say? Anything that's sufficiently advanced is no different than magic to us. I mean, just like, can you imagine one of the founding fathers seeing a cell phone? They would have thought it was some sort of witchcraft. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is absolutely positively the high likelihood. I never really considered that it could have been a very early version of AI. I mean, it easily could have been done. But there are so many other things out there. Like, for example, people putting in stock trades. You had that one insider. I read his book. Robert, I can't think of his last name. I read his book where he was in the CIA. There's video of him right there. And I can't remember who put out the video. Him saying, yeah, man, I knew a lot of guys in the CIA that were putting in put options, or buying stock or getting rid of the stock or whatever on American Airlines the day before. And he said it just so matter of fact. Well, apparently, a number of people knew that it was going to happen. and they profited from it, just like we are right now, or just like certain people in the Trump orbit are right now. You know, yeah. Every time
with the whole Iran thing.
Yep. Barron Trump is probably a multi-billionaire by now. All the Trump kids, everybody is making a pile of money out of this, and they were before. Go ahead, Michelle.
Jerry Old Texas Coot said, ever read about the bomber that flew into the Empire State Building in 1944, 1945? Check it out.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm glad you pointed that out. Yeah. So flew a plane about the size of the ones that went into the World Trade Center into the Empire State Building. Didn't fall into its own footprint. In fact, never happened. It's never happened in history. There have been buildings that have burned longer and stronger, and they don't fall. If anything, if you go to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, what would have happened? And every one of them agrees that, let's say there was some really, 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 really hot areas in there. And you know they weren't that hot because there were people standing outside the holes that the plane supposedly went in. So it wasn't burning that hot. They were all stripping off their clothes, and that's another thing altogether. I mean, Dr. Judy Wood talks about that. But anyway, let's just say it was hot at, let's say it's floor 80. And let's say it's just burning up in there. It's so hot that it's about to make everything crumble. Just do a thought experiment with me here. Let's say the 80th floor, all of everything gives out at the same time, which is, by the way, an impossibility. You would have saw deformations in that building. It wouldn't have just crumbled down through itself. Why would that building fall through the path of most resistance, which is right through the building? You have a building that is absolutely made to withstand all that weight. And if it did fall through that building, it ain't going to fall at free fall speed. It would pancake and it would slow down every single time it hit, but that's not what we witnessed. This thing fell at free fall speed. Absolutely unbelievably unreal. So yeah, I mean, folks, everything that we've been told about this thing is a manufactured lie. And by and large, most people in America don't care about it. In fact, they're falling right in line. The same people that I didn't think would, the same people are falling in line for this next war. And believe me, they're probably going to come up with something akin to 9/11. And people are going to be outraged. And people are going to, you're going to hear moms on Fox News brag about the fact that they were glad their kid died at least in the service of Israel. I said it before, Michelle, do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think it's a foregone conclusion. If not there, it's somewhere else. They got to thin the herd, y'all. So let me ask you about these passports, Michelle. Were they forged in the heart of a dying star? I mean, like Thor's hammer?
They must be also the same way that one New York or New Year's Eve bombing that we had just a couple years ago. Remember, didn't we find his passport survive?
Oh yeah.
Miraculously also. It's amazing that paper survives, but nothing else does.
Yeah. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Everything you're told, this is why, y'all, I do it with a jaundiced eye. When we're talking about Iran, I'm talking about it, but I'm also thinking in my mind, how much of anything that's going on is even real? Because you have a theory.
Well, number one, let me just say this. During COVID, all of the countries came together and worked together and had the same policy. Number two, we work together. We work with the Russians on the space station. We also work with all these other countries when it comes to Antarctica. So I'm not believing that. I really am thinking this whole thing is just it's staged and it's theater. That's what I really.
So you think all these countries are in on it? You think there's a puppeteer, probably Satan himself, controlling all these people?
Ultimately, yes. I really do. I just don't. When they're willing to work together, yeah. I'm thinking we're just being played is what's going on. I'm starting to think that, you know, when it first happened, I was like, you know, maybe this, maybe it's really going on, maybe not. I don't know. The longer this goes on and the more decisions that are made that make less and less sense, that's like, that's the clearest indication, kind of like when you have this political opponent, kind of like when the Democrats, there was no nominee that they voted for. They just said, Kamala's the Democratic nominee. They just put her in. They put the biggest moron up against Trump so that it was a given that Trump would get in so he could do what he's doing now. Because if Kamala would have done even a quarter of what he is doing now, everybody would be in the streets. But they put Trump in and everybody's like, well, you know, they'll go along with it because it's Trump.
You know, I agree with every word. There's not anything that you're saying that really I can offer. You know, one thing I would like to examine more is, and I've heard the theory before that there were holograms that, you know, blew up the thing. I mean, who even knows? I know that there was a whole lot of weird stuff that went on there, but you're absolutely correct. I mean,
yeah. So my point in all that, when things don't start to not make sense, when decisions are made and they don't make any sense, then I think there's things that are going on behind the scenes and we're being manipulated and it's all going to end in a way that we do not want it to end. It's not going to be for our benefit. That's for sure.
Yeah. I'm glad Jeff Lee brought that up because Trump himself said after the 9/11 bombs, that there must have been bombs in there because the towers were built specifically to withstand plane crashes. Yeah, and here's the thing about that tower, those twin towers. It had an exoskeleton on it, okay? It's not like most buildings. I mean, the structural supports were not only around the elevators, but it was also around the entire building. This thing was a mammoth, absolute mammoth. Ain't no way, ain't no how, no planes took this thing down. Just like ammonium nitrate didn't take out the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. But we live in the United States of amnesia, and frankly, a lot of people simply don't care and don't want to know. But yeah, Trump himself, and it sure has seemed funny that all of a sudden you got Trump in the latest talking about how these two firefighters all of a sudden just pulled him out of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, guy is a pathological liar.
They whisked him away to safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we have ultimate victory in the end through Jesus. Yeah. I 100% agree with that, but I've also heard people use that as an excuse to not do anything. I mean, Ken and Amy, I fully agree with you. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I will say it from the mountaintops as often as I can. But what I've also noticed is people like my own parents who acquiesce to everything. And their reasoning, the reason why they don't even pay attention to anything that's of any consequence is because they say, well, Jesus is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. That's their excuse to never stand up for anything. Well, my dad could tell you probably everybody playing for the Dallas Cowboys, but bring up something like this, couldn't care less. But no, I get your point. I mean, it's important that we remember that, you know, the only answer, especially in times like this, is through Jesus. But I also want to point out the other end of that spectrum of people like my own parents who use that as a crutch. We're supposed to occupy until he comes. Occupy, not just put your head in the sand. Occupy. And most people want to use the excuse, well, Jesus is coming back. First of all, I don't believe in any of this pre-tribulation rapture garbage that I was raised with. In fact, I know for a 100% fact that it was a lie now. I didn't know that for the longest time. But over the last several years, I come to realize I was played a fool. And I don't believe that stuff anymore.
Yeah, Jeff Lee said, I went to Iraq and Afghanistan for almost 4 years. Complete betrayal. I grew up with them telling me Muslim terrorists were the enemy. Complete lie. Yep. And they're doing the exact same thing with the next boogeyman, Iran, China. I'm not saying that they're not. Our government is the biggest threat to us. It's not China. It's not Iran. It's our own government.
Well said. That's why I got that shirt. Eric Sider made it. It's not red state. It's not blue state. It's the state against you. That's really what it comes down to.
China and Iran didn't start Ruby Ridge. They didn't do Waco. They didn't do Oklahoma City bombing. They didn't do the World Trade Center.
Your number one threat, you're absolutely correct. The number one threat to everybody's existence in the sound of my voice right now is this government. It ain't China. It ain't Russia. It ain't anybody else. It's this government. And I'm frankly sick of it. I got a whole lot of wishes out there, but one of the big ones out there is, folks, I keep talking about Psalm 10. And honestly, I want everybody in the sound of my voice to go read it and tell me if that doesn't describe the whole Epstein culture that we have right now in Psalm 10. I mean, even the most gruesome parts of it are described, I think, right there in Psalm 10, even regarding our leadership out there. And I've talked about it the other day. Wicked walks on every side when the vilest men are exalted. This cult of personality, they are all puppets. They're all pathological liars. And somehow people still believe them. Why would two of the lowest polling Democrats against Trump and the, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good points out there. I mean, yeah, none of it makes any sense at all. Not one bit of it makes any sense at all. And you still got these people out there thinking Trump is the second coming, even despite, you know, Christians. You know, we're wiping out. You got Christians cheering on the murder of other Christians in Palestine and everywhere else. I don't even know what planet I'm on. Instead of, even if you are a, what do you call those people that are all about? I mean, first of all, those people aren't even Jews over there anyway. They're a bunch of Ukrainians that are masquerading as Jews. They don't have, most of them don't have an ounce of Abrahamic blood anyway. Anyway, I won't even go on with that one. I'm going to bring up some more, some other 9/11 stuff. I know we went a little sideways there, but explain to me. Osama bin Laden, you know, he supposedly did this. Yeah. If you want to believe that, go ahead. But you had his family allowed to leave during 9/11.
Were at the White House.
They weren't at the White House. They were
visiting.
They were visiting First President Bush's, I understand it, or something like that.
I thought they were
at
the White House.
No, they weren't at the White House. But all the planes were grounded.
They were here before this whole thing happened.
But no, his family was here, but they let them fly home and grounded all the rest of us.
And then who was the Pakistani woman, the leader that said he died? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, Benazir Bhutto.
Said he died what year?
Yeah, Benazir Bhutto. She was the she was the prime minister of Pakistan. And look what happened to her when all of a sudden she said, what are y'all even talking about? Bin Laden was dead years ago. We got all the proof on it. Look up Benazir Bhutto. And she was murdered not long after she made that statement. She was killed in a drive-by. Benazir Bhutto. I'm glad you brought her up. She's saying, what do you mean you're looking for Bin Laden? The guy's been dead for a while now. I mean, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. I mean, this is... Folks, I'm just going to tell you the reason I'm bringing this up. I know we're going to get going here in a minute, but the reason why I'm talking about this, I mean, maybe it's a good thing that the guest didn't show up today. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because no matter what happens, I'm not going to tell you what to think or how to think. I'm going to tell you, no matter what happens in the coming days, weeks, months, years, whatever, if it is told to me by anybody on Fox News, MSNBC, the government, whatever the case may be, it has served me extremely well to do the very opposite. What about you?
Yes. Whatever the official government position is, I think it's pretty a general best policy to do the opposite.
I mean, it's about to happen again. I don't know what the nature of it will be, but something will jump off at some point. It could be a dollar collapse. It could be whatever. And by and large, American public is not even close to being ready, but it's going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of people that perish from this next one. I got a feeling. Yeah, Jeff Lee also brings up Larry Silverstein's double insurance policy. I'm glad you brought that up. Lucky Larry. And then Trump's commerce secretary, you know, the one that was hanging out with Jeffrey.
I can't remember.
Epstein. Yeah. Commerce secretary hanging out with him. You know, him and Lucky Larry both just happened to not go into the World Trade Center that day. How about that?
Yeah.
Never missed a single day of work, but both of them just happened to miss that day of work. I guess everybody else just had that a coming. But these guys got it out. I mean, Lucky Larry and the rest of them. I hope you guys repent. I mean, I can't stand either one of you or none of the people that are responsible for this, but I truly hope you guys repent, because I don't even want to think about the Dante's Inferno you might be going to. You almost certainly will be going to. And a whole lot of others, because everybody thinks, well, somebody would have blown the whistle. They did. A lot of them did. Sybil Edmonds wrote an entire book on it, telling you the whole thing was known. And everybody still says, well, somebody would have said something. Well, a number of people have, and a number of people have died.
They just don't put those people on Fox News.
No,
they're
they don't.
Out there if you look for them. But you have to look for them. They're not going to be brought to you on a silver platter, and it's not going to be on mainstream media either.
You got so many people out there that have Barry Jennings, one of the survivors of World Trade Center 7 before they brought it down. Had all. He was in the building. He was a building, I forget his official title in New York City, but it was a pretty big position. Barry Jennings was his name. All of a sudden, he's dead. Because he said, hold up, what they're telling you ain't right. We were in that building. They blew up the stairs. We were climbing down. We did all this, the official story. Then you got William, I can't think of his last name. I want to say Rodriguez, that was in World Trade Center 1, said there was bombs going off in the basement long before this happened. People that were messed up in a bad way long before these planes hit there. Well, he was praised as a hero for a while there until he wouldn't sing the tune that everybody told him.
Well, it's the same thing with Terrence Yakey and Oklahoma City bombing. He was rescuing all these people, and he was a hero up until the point where he saw things that weren't making any sense to him. And somehow he ends up, they find his body. Supposedly it was suicide, but it was... seriously, he had been just basically he had been beat to death, but it was supposedly a suicide. But the same thing, he started asking questions, and they killed him.
He did more than ask questions. He had evidence, and he had it. They were chasing him around. He had evidence that showed that this was not the official story. Terrence Yakey was an Oklahoma City police officer. Yeah, he was strangled, stabbed, ultimately shot, and bled over a mile with injuries. He strangled himself and over miles. I mean, this is exactly what they do to all these witnesses. How many people on the Clinton body count? How many people died in JFK under suspicious circumstances under JFK's assassination? I mean, it is absolutely positively outrageous. Yeah, folks, look, it's a good thing we're talking about this, because we got 9/11 happening tomorrow. And I think they know that the American people is so retarded for the most part. I mean, the majority, folks, not present company excluded. But I'm telling you, in my experience from the interactions I'm having, I'm saying it's got to be a good 80% of this country are brain dead. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say so. But yeah, but also, like somebody said before, yeah, they don't want to know, they're brain dead. And they also have us like under MK Ultra, the pharmaceuticals they have us on. It's just, I mean, it's a wonder that there's the percentage of us that are awake that are actually awake. Just the amount of mind control and manipulation that they do.
You know, I guess I'll end it with this. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, I remember I wasn't an avid listener. Once I realized what he was all about and realizing his role in all this, I was a big fan at first. And then once I was waking up, I really knew that this guy was no good. that he was just part of the whole theater. Anyway, I remember catching his show one day, and I was driving from one job to the next, and I couldn't even believe what I was hearing out of my mouth. I'll never forget it. And he didn't talk a whole lot about 9/11. He just said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about one thing. 9/11 happened, and not a single person in your government was fired for it. Not one. That was as far as I ever heard Rush Limbaugh go on about 9/11. I think he knew exactly what it was. And when you find a commission, commissions ordain orthodoxies in this country. That's exactly what the 9/11 commission was meant to do. It's what the Warren Commission was meant to do. The, you know, Pearl Harbor Commission, all of them are, they're all garbage from start to finish. So folks, I'm just saying that be ready for the next one, because I got a feeling it's not going to be too far away from now. They got to change the script in a big way. The dollar's failing and a whole lot of things are unfolding right now. So I want to thank everybody. I know we did something of an audible tonight, and I'm glad, you know, have my lovely assistant here with me. So I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Look, y'all, it's getting a crazy world. So until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive.
The mileage rings with roots that run deep. Wisdom from Saul and permaculture dreams. Let the ideas unfold. I'm grooving with the truth, truth, truth. Feeling nature's truth, truth, truth. We've got the answers. All we need to do. Listen to the earth that got us through. Let's see the shame. What the world's been. From the smallest sprout to the harmony begin. In the cycle of life. Where the magic's alive. Tune it to the